data maintenance. Ensuring and maintaining the accuracy of data is a major issue and an ongoing concern. Data collection must be as automated as possible. However, with or without humans in the process, data can become compromised or erroneous. In an extended supply chain, there are many more potential sources of error. Data errors can come from sources such as the following. Each time data are manipulated, software bugs can introduce errors. Numeric transpositions, typos, and missing or incomplete data. Older or not fully integrated databases with multiple versions of a record. Redundant databases in the network or different tags for the same objects. In addition, delays in data collection can mean that the data arrive too late to be relevant. Ensuring data accuracy requires resources for validating the data and correcting errors. Companies should use multiple methods to reduce and prevent errors. Without accurate data, advanced analysis will be ineffective and transactional systems will be inefficient. Data accuracy is especially relevant for planning systems. For example, when a transportation management system calculates how to load trucks, if the cube and weight data are wrong or missing from even a small percentage of items to be shipped, the system could recommend overloading the trucks. If this occurs too frequently, workers and managers may stop trusting in the integrity of the system. In another example, a customer could submit an address change, and the customer master data file is updated. However, if there is a separate shipping and billing address in the system, if the billing address is not also updated or is updated incorrectly, the customer may not receive the bill and could end up being delinquent by accident, be sent to collections, and so on. Even if the problem is eventually discovered and fixed, the customer could be lost permanently. Improving data accuracy. A primary method of ensuring data accuracy is to institute consistent collection and data entry policies, sharing POS and other transaction-specific data across the supply chain, collecting and transferring data in real time where feasible, completing data entry at the time and place of the event, use of industry-specific data accuracy standards. For example, GS1 standards are used in the retail grocery supply chain. Acquiring new software without improving the quality of the data will lead to poor return on investment for the software, possibly leading to distrust and abandonment of an otherwise useful system. A way to prevent this is to combine system upgrades with data cleansing and normalization initiatives. Data cleansing is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as examining a database or data file to find and fix mistakes, such as misspellings, missing information, data inconsistencies, and false data. Data normalization is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a database maintenance term used in the context of relational databases. The strategy helps to minimize the duplication of information or safeguard the database against certain types of logical or structural data anomalies. It is often used when merging data from one or more databases. Cleansing, normalizing, and otherwise enhancing data become especially important when two or more databases are combined. Mergers are one occasion for combining databases. The format of the information must also be considered. IT systems should present data in like terms as well as in terms that are relevant to users' needs. For example, when an intermediate customer is creating sandpaper, a sand supplier should be able to see the customer's demand for kilograms of sand and not sheets of sandpaper. Maintaining data accuracy. Once a firm's database has been deemed acceptable after cleansing or other improvements, the firm must take steps to ensure that the data quality doesn't degrade over time. Steps to ensure data integrity include instituting role-based access policies, procedures, and software limits for adding, deleting, and modifying information. Investing in data maintenance/continuous improvement process training for current and future users.